The Lord be with you. My name is Anders Peterson. I'm the intern pastor at Holden, and tonight we will be singing Vespers 86, and you'll need one of these blue or white booklets. They're located near the exit out here by Main Street if you have not grabbed one already. And a few words about Vespers this evening. If you turn to page 5, you'll see there's an opportunity for us to sing in parts with L1 leading and L2 following. In lieu of what is to come following Vespers, which is ice cream, if you are one who is probably going to dash out of here and go stand in line right away, you are L1 tonight. And if you don't like waiting in that long line and are going to kind of meander around until the line quiets down, why don't you sing L2 this evening? So choose how you are going to get your ice cream this evening and then sing appropriately. And then we will stand on page 9. That wouldn't be good for these. When we get to page 9, we will stand for the Magnificat. And now we'll take a few moments, prepare for worship, and we'd like to say thank you to those who are leading us in song and those who are helping with our reading this morning or this evening. Welcome to worship.
Thank you. our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen. Tonight, we remember St. Clare of Assisi, who died on this day in the year 1253. Our first reading comes from chapter 4 of Ephesians, one of our lectionary texts of tomorrow. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold on your life. Give up stealing. Labor and work honestly with your own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Word of God, word of life. Clare of Assisi was born into Italian nobility in 1194. She ran away from home at the age of 18 after hearing St. Francis preach on the streets of Assisi. She chose to wed Christ instead of the man her parents wanted her to marry. With Francis' help, she founded the Franciscan monastic community of the Order of Poor Ladies, now known as the Poor Clares. At the age of 22, Clare became the abbess of the order and led the sisters in their commitment to poverty and manual labor. Her own mother and sisters later joined the order. As abbess, she fought hard to resist any papal order that the poor Clares establish a rule of life, knowing it would water down their radical commitment to corporate poverty. A reading from St. Clare of Assisi. We become what we love, and who we love shapes what we become. If we love things, we become a thing. If we love nothing, we become nothing. Imitation is not a literal mimicking of Christ. Rather, it means becoming the image of the beloved, an image disclosed through transformation. This means we are to become vessels of God's compassionate love for others.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it.
Sure.
great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God.
Peace, love, and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.